Yeah, so given the choice, someone sent me 80 euro a while ago and said they wanted me to buy some healthy food with it, but I didn't. Because healthy food, that'd be 1 week's healthy food. Or it could be several months of surviving. And I don't exist, even though I seem to be contradicting myself, I'm looking at long-term satisfaction, long-term pleasure, enduring pleasure, pleasure that doesn't come at a cost to other sentient beings. That's what I'm working on. That's my Trinetno enterprise. And that's what's satisfying. That's what's motivating. That's my purposeful action. Even though I would love to go out and just buy really nice, tasty food, because I love food too. But of course, when you don't have the problem of money and you can buy any food you want, or when the food is free, then you have the problem of getting fat and unattractive, yeah, and feeling bad about your body and etc. So everything has two sides to it. But yeah, my point being here is if you want me to do more on the internet, especially research, I'm totally cut off again from the entire world. I don't have a clue what's going on. I'm in the middle of nowhere and can't even talk to people because they all speak Russian. And so I don't know what's going on. I can't comment. I can't give you any valuable insights based on what's going on, for better or worse. But if you sponsor an internet connection for me, and like I said, someone did that. They sent, I think at one point someone sent 75 euro for internet. But I calculated that that wasn't the the best investment for that money. And so I didn't get internet. And also I hate having internet because it means I'm exposed to the world outside, which is very frustrating. And also means I end up wasting what I consider a waste because there's no return. I end up devoting, investing a huge amount of time trying to get people to pay attention to what I have to offer. And that's just you do build up like engrams, emotional reactions, physical reactions to ideas, like what we call fear and phobia, and just general not wanting to do something, you know, and that not wanting to do something can convert into physiological symptoms, psychosomatic, yeah, conditions. Just like thinking about a scary situation can trigger all the psychosomatic, all the physical responses of true fear, because it is real fear. Fear is in the mind. Anyway, I go into explain everything about that in my books. If I get angry, it's because I have so much to offer and nobody wants to take it. It's just that's the most frustrating thing of all. To have something which is valuable and have people just totally overlook it. Because other people make false promises about what's possible when it's not possible. Yeah? The promises other people make are just lies, deception. And they know it. Some of them convince themselves that they're speaking the truth. But you have a look at even those nuns. The nuns living in that huge, big house with the beautiful garden. Yeah, they don't realize it. One of them complained that I was taking too much yogurt or something like that, or one cake too many or something. I was supposed to eat pasta while feeding the homeless cakes and yogurt and stuff. Food, which for me, total luxury, which I hadn't had for like 20, 30 years, you know. So I was trying to enjoy as part of the whole thing of what I was doing. But they don't think about the fact that they're living in this huge house. They get to masturbate. They call it prayer. I call it masturbation. They get to masturbate for hours each day to self-pleasure, to delude themselves that some god is listening to them, yeah, that they're all-powerful beings that are controlling the universe through their thoughts, which they call prayer. You know, that's the biggest luxury of all, you know, in a city, to have a whole house to yourself where you can spend all day masturbating. Teenagers masturbate with porn and nuns masturbate with religion. And when I saw the people coming and standing in front of the most pathetic statue I've ever seen, I don't mean pathetic as in terms of an artistic rendering of pathos. I mean feeble, pathetic, absolutely worthless artistically, you know, statue that emoted nothing at all. And people standing in front of it in a masturbatory trance, you know, a masturbatory, what's the word I can't think of, but, you know, in a masturbatory state, you know, just really getting into the feeling, oh, this is the Mother Mary, oh, God, 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 you know, just like someone calling God while they're orgasming. These women and maybe sometimes even men are standing in front of this statue, orgasming in a different way, you know, going, oh, God, 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 you know, Mother Mary. And really, really, anyway, but obscene, really obscene to a philosopher, you know. Really obscene, you know. I prefer that they were standing there masturbating to porn than standing in front of this worthless piece of worthless artifact, you know, as if they're interacting with some major, you know, spiritual presence, having some, you know, amazing spiritual experience. Where am I again? Yeah. Yeah. So here's the thing. If you want me to be online and doing stuff online, you've got to sponsor it. And you've got to say in the comments, if you send me 100 euros for Wi-Fi, say for Wi-Fi. If you don't mind me spending it on food that will last me, you know, months, then make no comment, because depending on what you want from me, what I do now is natural, the natural thing, just to survive, have bare minimum to be able to have time to think, yeah, to see what information and data and what I can do with the information that I might stumble on, what insights I might have. But if you want me to be online, doing more stuff online, then send me the money for it and say it's for Wi-Fi, and I will have no choice but to spend it on Wi-Fi and then to get back into that again, start interacting with people online. I will have no choice because of my, because I'm conscientious. Even though I did say to, and I'm trying to think of his name, I'm so sorry, but Benjamin Power. Yeah, Benjamin Power did send me, I think, 80 euro for that purpose. But you have, people have to understand I'm in a really, 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 I don't know what the word is, bad, complicated, whatever mental state, situation, to be in the situation, to try to be productive in this world, you have to be, the world is insane. During moments of pure lucidity, the world is just pure horror. And the future is pure horror. The whole of existence, and I keep thinking of the character in F. Scott Fitzgerald's short story called "The Diamond as Big as the Ritz." Get that story, Diamond as Big as the Ritz, from F. Scott Fitzgerald. It's a science fiction short story. And his character cries out in horror, you know, consciousness, why? Why consciousness? Why do we have to be conscious? And when you understand my work, and then you read that book, and you can really relate to that guy screaming that out in terror, in horror, you know. Why consciousness? Why do we have to be conscious? Because it's our enemy. You know, if you can't escape consciousness, which is what people do with alcohol and drugs, you know, seek oblivion, and what I do with sleep, you know, if I'm lucky, I get to sleep and my brain isn't active all night. And I don't mean consciously. There's nights like last couple of nights where I've been consciously active all night. That's typical for me. But there's also the times when I turn my brain off at massive effort, but then my brain just gives me nightmares all night, so I wake up with migraines, you know, with my neck. And I remember when I used to go bushwalking, I used to wake up quite often outside the tent in my sleeping bag, because the way I move about at night would propel me outside, out of the tent, you know, like creeping out of the tent inside the sleeping bag. So I wake up outside. Now it means compressing my neck against the wall. And that's why I have this problem with my hands and my neck. You probably heard it click just then. So anyway, yeah, if you want me to interact more online, and it's a double-edged sword for me, I both want to go online and I also abhor it. You know, I loathe going online. But if someone sponsors me, Wi-Fi, then I will go online and I'll try to be productive online. Anyway, this is part two after stop and start.